Hey, welcome. I'm Ricky Rivez. I'm the Dean of NYU Law School, and it's a great pleasure to welcome you to this wonderful event, which we are co-sponsoring with the American Academy of Arts and Sciences and with the Georgetown University Law Center. And I'm very grateful to my colleagues, Alex Alenikoff, the Dean of the Georgetown Law School, to Meryl Chertoff, the Director of the Sandra Day O'Connor Project on the State of the Judiciary at Georgetown, to Leslie Berlewitz, the CEO of the American Academy, for bringing, coming together tonight to create this terrific event. And I always do what I'm told, and I was told I have to do the following, to tell you that now, in the tradition of the Academy, I'm pleased to call to order the 1,931st stated meeting of the Academy. And I'm also supposed to do this. So, Leslie, was this okay? Terrific. So it's a great honor to welcome Justice O'Connor back to the law school. President John Sexton will formally introduce the justice, so I just want to say a couple of quick words. It seems that whenever something very good happens at the law school, Justice O'Connor is here. And I'll give you only two examples in the interest of actually hearing from Justice O'Connor herself. On September 28, 2001, the law school celebrated the groundbreaking of Furman Hall, our wonderful academic building that's across the street that now houses half our classrooms, our clinical programs, our lawyering program, many of our important administrative offices. That was an important day. It was the first groundbreaking of a major construction project after 9/11. And Justice O'Connor was here. It meant an enormous amount to us. And she spoke passionately and very, very clearly and persuasively about the important role of lawyers and legal education in constructing the new world that we would have to construct after the 9/11 disaster. Second example, in October 2006, our Institute for Judicial Administration, which has played a very important role in the training of judges in this country, both at the federal and state levels, and has, I think, on average, trained about two-thirds of the new federal district court judges, IJA, our institute, which was then celebrating its 50th anniversary, was named the Dwight Opperman Institute for Judicial Administration in honor of Dwight Opperman, who is trustee of the law school and had been involved with the institute since its inception in the 1950s. And on that occasion, we had a very nice event across the hall in Greenberg Lounge, and Justice O'Connor talked about the importance of judicial independence, a topic that I believe we'll come back to today. So thank you, Justice O'Connor, for playing such a key role in these great events in the history of our law school. And it's fitting that since retiring from the court, Justice O'Connor has devoted such a significant amount of time and energy to promoting the cause of judicial independence, which he has persuasively argued is increasingly under attack. And the fact that Justice O'Connor has made this argument means that the argument has gotten the ear, the attention of powerful people who are in a position to actually make a difference. So we will have a great program ahead of us.